I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. The mysterious title of this week's show, 796.3578, is a code that only your librarian would know. It's the Dewey Decimal System key to the location of books about softball. If you own a home, you're probably paying big bucks tax-wise for the use of your public library. Here in Champaign, Illinois, about $200 a year of the average homeowner's real estate taxes go to the library. It doesn't sound so bad if you think of it as $4 a week or $17 a month. But if I'm paying $200 a year for a library card, I'm going to do my best to get my money's worth out of the library. And I probably average a bit over one visit a week, with a typical visit lasting a couple of hours. Have you ever been to your local library? My father never set foot in a library until they started loaning out VHS movies, and I suspect there are a lot of people like him. Hey, next time your kid has homework and you have to drop him off at the library, go in with him. Look around a bit if you're a newbie to the library. Most libraries are pretty fascinating to wander through. But after you've checked out the magazine section and the videos and the new books shelf, head on over to the nonfiction books and follow the numbers until you come to 796.3578. If you live in a big town and have a large library, chances are you'll find several books there about softball. The first thing you'll notice is that most of them are about fast-pitch softball. College softball, girls softball, Olympic softball. There probably won't be much on slow pitch. But that's okay. In fact, you might find most of what you need on the shelves there just before the softball books, because 796.357, without the 8 at the end, is the number for books about baseball. And you can learn a lot from them, too. Now wait a minute, Dan, I hear you say. We play slow-pitch softball, not fast-pitch softball or baseball, so why should I want to see those books? And my answer is, in an ideal world, you'd find several books about slow-pitch softball on those shelves. But in the real world, there just haven't been that many books about slow-pitch softball published. If you look back at my earlier shows, you'll find some reviews I've written for slow-pitch books, and some of those books might be in your library. Fine. But a lot of books written about baseball are also useful to the softball player. Now, books on hitting won't help you because there's a world of difference between hitting a ball dropping slowly in front of you and hitting a ball coming right at your face at 100 miles an hour. And articles on baseball pitching and stealing bases won't help slow-pitch players much either. But here's a list of baseball titles I jotted down from the shelves in the Champaign Library that should prove interesting to softballers, too. The Physics of Baseball and The Psychology of Baseball should be pretty much the same as for softball, right? The Baseball Drill Book. Again, pitching and batting, no. But the left fielder knowing where to throw the ball if he catches it as a one-hopper and there are men on first and second with one out, and that's going to be the same in baseball and softball. More titles. Play Ball Like the Hall of Famers. Baseball, How to Play the Game. The Official Playing and Coaching Manual of Major League Baseball. Basic Baseball Strategy. Teaching Baseball Successfully, The Way Baseball Works, and on and on. In fact, my library has over 200 baseball books on the shelves right now, and I have no idea how many others are in their collection but checked out. Another point, most softball players are baseball nuts, too, and you're sure to find several baseball books on those library shelves that grab your attention to the point that you pull them down and thumb through them and maybe even check them out of the library. Books of baseball records, books about individual teams, books about individual players, baseball humor, books about the superstars back in the day, about famous old ballparks, and dozens of other baseball-related topics. So remember, you're paying for that library whether you use it or not, and those baseball shelves just might make you a regular visitor. For more tips on managing and playing slow-pitch softball, visit slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.